Since 2013, the residents of Sailor Park, a community located on the western side of Cincinnati near the banks of the Ohio River, have chosen one day each year, early in the summer, to gather in Nelson P. Sailor Park to celebrate, educate, spend time with their neighbors and friends, listen to music, and raise some money to further some green initiatives and Earth First practices. The event is Sailor Park Sustains, this year happening on June 10th from noon to 10 p.m. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. With me in the studio, the founders of Sailor Park Sustains, Mike Oberst and Megan Ayers. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Now, Mike Oberst, music fans know you as the Tiller who isn't a Guile brother. So good to see you back safe and sound from your recent tour. Looks like you have about 5 minutes to rest up from the road.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a good trip. I'm glad to be here.
Good. We're going to catch up on Tiller's events in just a second, but let's backtrack for a minute. You and Megan came up with the idea for this festival about 4 years ago. Tell me how that idea started.
Sailor Park needed something cool going on, something to get the community out and together. And we've had something new, too. We have some great festivals in Sailor Park, but Megan is
brand new.
She had the idea. She had just moved into Sailor Park, and she just appeared at my house one day, really, and said, hey, we're doing this. We're going to start this really cool festival.
It is really unique with the double emphasis on the environmental and sustainable earth-friendly practices, along with the entertainment and the fun stuff for kids to do. Megan, talk about the environmental aspect of the event.
Well, I've always been really passionate about environmental activism. Mm-hmm. And when I moved to Sailor Park, I felt very welcomed into the community. And so I reached out to Mike, knowing that he also had a garden that he was cultivating. We started talking about ways in which we could educate and engage everyone in our community. Mike had the music aspect and the earth aspect, and I added to the earth aspect as well. And we just thought it was really important to engage the community in such a way that we can empower others to take those tiny steps every day to do just a little one more thing for the earth. Easy things like starting your own seeds or recycling or harvesting rainwater. They're very simple things to do. People just need to be educated.
Mike, your connection to the West Side is deep. You've been there pretty much all your life, right?
My whole life, yeah.
Your involvement in the local music scene is even deeper. So let's talk about some of the free music going on this year at Sailor Park Sustains. Some of the musicians performing this year, Maria Corelli. She's kind of everywhere all of a sudden. She's very, very hot. So is she performing a solo or with a band?
Maria will have a band. She's kicking off the festival. And Jeremy Pinnell.
Can't get much hotter than Jeremy. Is Jeremy bringing the 55s or is he doing a solo?
He is bringing the 55s, I believe. He's got his band with him.
Part-time Gentlemen.
Part-time Gentlemen are back.
Cincinnati band?
Yeah, they've been at every festival.
They live in Sailor Park.
Every one of the Sailor Park sustains.
Mockrow and the Lady Slippers, mm-hmm. Cincinnati's all-girl bluegrass band.
That's right.
None finer. Have they played the event before?
They have not. This will be their first year.
You've also got the Rabbit Hash String Band coming in. Something about a square dance contest, did I see? Will you be dancing, Mike, or calling?
I'll be dancing. Rabbit Hash has been such a great part of Sailor Park Sustains. They've always run a side tent where they teach workshops for acoustic music instruments, fiddle, guitar, banjo. But this year, we're having a square dance with them on the main stage, like midday.
You're performing a set with
Gene Dowell.
And tell me about that. Tell me about Gene.
Gene is a good friend of mine that I met about 3 years ago. She's 74. And she has been writing songs since she was a teenager. And her songs, well, she's just been singing them. And I've been trying to get her to sing them to a wider audience. And I helped produce a CD of hers late last year. And it's called A Place Way Back in Time. And so she's just a fantastic songwriter and good friend. And I'm glad she's in the festival this year.
My guests are Mike Oberst and Megan Ayers, the co-founders of Sailor Park Sustains. Of course, we've saved the best for last, headlining the event. A couple of really fierce Cincinnati bands, both CEA winners, the Cliftones and this little group called the Tillers.
Yep, we'll be back this year. I don't know. The Tillers probably always play Sailor Park sustains. We got to. Sean lives in town. I'm still there. But yeah, the Cliftones, we are really excited to have those guys this year.
Always a lot of fun. Cliftones really neighborhood aware as well. They actually named their band after their neighbor. That's pretty cool. So real quickly, what's going on with the Tillers? You guys just got back off the road?
Yeah, we were on a 10-day tour with our friends from Virginia, the Hackensaw Boys. And
you're on the road a lot these days.
Yeah, this was our first big tour of this year. So we kicked it off strong, you know.
Still the three of you?
No, we have a fourth member now, Joe Mascherette.
What does Joe play?
Some mean fiddle.
A little bit of fiddle. Very cool. You know, it's all of these bands have that sort of acoustic, earthy, organic Americana vibe going through them. Even the Cliftones, they're electric, but it's still a very positive message. The Tillers were doing this before bluegrass and rootsy and Americana music really got as hot as it is right now. So are you guys just riding the wave?
Yeah.
I mean, you started doing this music because you love it, and now the rest of the world is caught up with that.
Well, yeah, I mean, we definitely draw from our inspirations, for sure. But if we can help inspire other bands to love and appreciate traditional music and also be inspired to write their own music and continue the folk tradition, then that's what we would love to do.
And I would imagine the bands will have CDs and t-shirts and things like that available. Megan, besides music, food education, activities for kids, can you tell us a couple of those things that'll be going on?
Absolutely. We're going to have a lot of really great kids' activities. Circus Mojo is going to be on site. They're going to be doing some demos, juggling, acrobatics. They're just really fun and just great partners to Sailor Park Sustains. Additionally, the Cincinnati Zoo will be there as one of the demos. Last year, they brought a couple of snowy owls, and it was just really neat to see the kids light up like that. We're going to have face painting, hula hooping. We're going to have, toddler jams. Sean Guile will be doing toddler jams.
As he has a toddler, doesn't he?
Yeah. And essentially, it's just a really great day for whole families to get together. We'll have food trucks. We'll have local beers. We have vendors. We have raffles. Really, it's about education and entertainment combined to create creative places and advocate for the community.
Couple of quick ground rules. Is there an entrance fee?
No, it's totally free.
What about parking?
Parking is also free. It's on the road.
And it's Nelson P. Sailor Park. I imagine there's a website, and we'll link to that through our website as well, wvxu.org. The event is Sailor Park Sustains, geared toward the neighborhood, but of course not restricted to the neighborhood. The entire city is welcome to attend the event. Should they bring chairs or blankets to sit on?
Absolutely. Chairs, blankets, your family, your friends. Comfortable shoes, your sunscreen.
Picnics permitted?
Absolutely. We'll have food vendors and craft beer, so everyone can come and just enjoy the day.
Pets allowed?
Yeah, absolutely, as long as they're leashed.
Okay. And what about volunteers, if somebody wants to volunteer to help the event? Still got room for that?
Yeah, volunteers are...
Mike's, yeah.
We definitely do. Volunteers and the spirit of Sailor Park in the community are what make this festival work. So volunteers can email sailorparksustainsvolunteers@gmail.com.
Born out of the love of the neighborhood and its clear love of their neighbors, Sailor Park Sustains is a unique event, rain or shine, not quite like any of the other festivals around, with dual emphasis on the environment and on fun. Saturday, June 10th from noon to 10, my guests have been the festival organizers, Mike Oberst, you also know him from the Tillers, and Megan Ayers, and Swapping Hats. Mike will be also performing with Gene Dowell, and they're all day, probably at the end of the day, picking up trash as well, right?
I'll be there all day. Yep.
A link to Sailor Park Sustains can be found on our website, wvxu.org. Megan, Mike, thank you for stopping by WVXU for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Dean.
It all could change tomorrow, and it's something from within that keeps me facing toward the wind. But sometimes at night I'll dream of you beneath the open skies, and I'll miss you close beside me and the hazel in your eyes. So let it reel, let it rock, let it rectify your soul. Let our bones keep dancing around till our bodies all turn cold. And when our run is through, I know where I'll reside with the ladies and gents on the old.